All right, guys. Today we are chatting about the three goals you need to have a successful 2023. Why the fuck am I talking about goals? It's only November. I think it's super important to plan your 2023 well ahead of time when you're not in 2023. So, you know, start thinking about these things now in November, and you've got December also to think about it and start jotting some stuff down, which is actually important to you. So I like to think of goals a little bit more multifaceted. And I know you're probably thinking this is a health and fitness podcast, so Tim is just going to be talking about fitness. But no, like, life is multifaceted. Life is not just fitness. So we're actually going to talk about a few different goals today, and we're going to run through them. A lot of people think that you can't have it all. You know, you can't have a business, you can't have career, you can't have fitness, you can't have abs, you can't have a successful relationship, you can't have all these things at the same time because something's going to drop. But like, I'm here to tell you it's doable. I've seen it done. I've seen it done 100 times. So, you know, before we get into the nuts and bolts and the points of this podcast, I just want to share probably one of the worst goals I hear all the time as a coach. And it goes a little bit like, I just want to be more consistent. And what the fuck does that even mean? You're not going to be consistent if you don't even define what that even means. The problem with that goal is, I just want to be consistent, it's very vague, it's up to interpretation, and it's not very ambitious. And I'm sure you've probably heard people say this, and if you're the type of person that says that shit, slap that shit out of your mouth, because that is probably one of the worst goals you can set. So the first type of goal we're going to go through to have an epic 2023 is fitness. You know, I did kind of bait you before and say we weren't just going to talk about fitness. We're not, but fitness is, and health is, a huge part of life. Speaking of, most people spend their lives chasing wealth at the expense of their health. So what that means is, you know, they're going to do overtime at work. They're going to be working 12 to 14 hours a day. They're maybe doing FIFO. Then they're not training. All these types of things are like at the expense of their health because they're trying to chase wealth. Most people, they just waste their money anyway and don't do anything meaningful with it. And then therefore, they've just wasted a whole lot of time. They've wasted a whole lot of health, and they don't really have wealth either, which is a big problem. So then when someone has their wealth, they try to spend it to bring back their health. It's just this weird, like conundrum, I would say, that, you know, we're trying to chase one to get the other, and then you're going to spend one to get the other. It doesn't really make sense. But what if you could actually have both? It's really hard to get your health back once it's gone. So, you know, in terms of like a fitness goal, I prefer my clients to go big and go for one big thing. I know a lot of people like to set these really shitty and small fitness goals, and like, I'm not super about it. I'll go into the analogy in a minute, but I think like in terms of a fitness goal, you got to go hard with it, and it's got to be something like pretty ambitious. So, you know, everyone has heard the analogy. I hope you've heard the analogy of SMART goal setting. I fucking hate that analogy, but I'll go through it anyway because it gives you like a good direction on it. So it's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. So a goal should hit this criteria or meet this criteria anytime you're setting one, according to, you know, some fucking PhD journal dude. Like, I use it as a criteria or a guideline, but it's not the be-all and end-all of me. The goal of being more consistent, if you think about that with the SMART goal analogy, it fails miserably. Like, I want to be more consistent. It's not specific. It's not measurable. It's not attainable. Being consistent is completely unattainable because there's no actual variables there. There's nothing to measure. It's realistic, yeah, because anyone can be consistent, and it's not time-bound. So, yeah, it meets one of those four criteria. So some of the fitness goals I recommend, like, you start thinking about going into next year, is strength gain, muscle gain, fat loss or weight gain, flexibility, and health markers or blood tests. So strength gain, we're talking about squat, deadlift, bench, clean, snatch, pull-ups, like anything like that. Hey, I want to take my one rep max from X to X in this next year. You know, the realistic numbers that someone can push will depend on what your experience level is in the gym. So if you're a beginner, you know, you probably have the potential to add 60 kilos to your squat, deadlift, a squat and deadlift specifically in a year. If you're intermediate, you know, 30 to 40 kilos. And if you're advanced, you'd be pushing to add 20 kilos in a year. So what I'm trying to get at here is, like, the longer you've been in the game, the harder it is to get results. So you need to think about these things. Be ambitious, but also be realistic. So I mentioned muscle gain before. It's really important to have like a really good baseline measure for these. So I like a DEXA scan or an eVolt scan so you can get a baseline of your lean muscle mass. In terms of muscle gain, I've seen 10 kilos a year of lean muscle added on a female. So if a female with 10% of the sex hormones that a male does can add 10 kilos in a year, you know, albeit she was a beginner, and, you know, they basically look at weights and they get jacked, like, that should give you an indication of what kind of numbers are possible. Next up, we had fat loss and weight gain. This is probably the most simple goal to track because it is with bathroom scales. I've seen 20 kilos a year being executed. Half kilo a week is pretty doable as well. So that's 2 kilos a month, 24 a year. So yeah, I've seen 20 kilos in my 13 years of coaching, probably like 40 times be executed over a full year. Next up, we've got flexibility. Flexibility is a little bit more subjective to measure. Like, you can definitely do some, you know, groinometry. I'm butchering the word here. It's like one of these physio ways of measuring angles. So you could do that, and you could do like a sit and reach, lateral splits, front splits, horse stance, back bridge, these types of things. You get photos so you could look at them subjectively and see if your flexibility is increased. Like, those are some ways that I would suggest tracking and getting a baseline on flexibility. Don't just go into it and be like, I want to be more flexible, because that's fucking wank, okay? As we have discussed before, say, hey, I want to get my balls 6 inches off the floor on a lateral splits. Like, that's specific. That's attainable, maybe. Depends how high the balls are. You know, that's realistic. So at least it's got some of the SMART criteria. And then next up, we've got health markers and blood tests. I really like these as they are super specific, and they're quite easy to measure with a blood test. There's no fucking around, and there's not much subjectivity with it, meaning like the result that you get on a blood test just kind of is what it is most of the time. I know there is some variation in blood markers, and, you know, we're talking about cholesterol, testosterone, inflammation, these types of things. So strength gain, muscle gain, fat loss, flexibility, health markers, write it down. If you don't know what they are, do some research. If you want some help with this, send me a DM on Instagram at tim.frey2wise. I'd recommend one or a few, up to you. Write it down, stick to it. Stick it somewhere you can see it every day. Somewhere it's so public that it's like a kick in the nuts. It's like, I have to hit that fucking goal because it's laughing at me. And I've been a little bitch and not gone after my goals, because every other year it's going to be the same as this year, and it's going to be completely awful. And I know that was me assuming that you've had an awful year, and that's probably not the case, but you know what I'm getting at here. So this is some self-talk. Next up, the second type of goal I'd recommend is business or career. So my favorite quote to think about with this is when I always think about, like, relaxing in my business is only dead fish go with the flow. All aspects of life need growth, improvement. And if you're not trying to grow, you're moving backwards. Unfortunately, they always say this in business, is like, if you're not growing your revenue, you're going backwards. You know, how accurate that is. There are other markers to success in business or career, but, you know, for me, they were really no different. So if you had a career, a couple of things you could think about, like, are you or could you be taking on more responsibility in that career? Could you be looking for a new role within the company you're in, which would positively benefit you? And then in terms of that career, are you asking for a pay rise, commission, or bonus? So those three things I would be thinking about if I had a career. I don't have a career, I never have. I think I've had like 2 jobs ever when I was 18, and I've worked for myself ever since, which has been fucking sick. But yeah, I really have no idea about like actually having a career. So these were some things that I wrote down, which I think could be good. And then thinking about these three things, how could you set some goals around those discussion points? Or are you content where you're at? Are you a dead fish going with the flow, or are you going to step it up next year? Schedule a meeting with your boss to discuss it. In terms of business, this is honestly one of my favorite things to talk about besides getting jacked. Sometimes I wish I had a business podcast because I talk for fucking hours on it. For business, I like to keep it pretty simple. It's like revenue, profit, clients served, or like time. So revenue would be like the total amount of revenue for an entire year, 12 months. I like to set these big lofty goals for my revenue. Like, you know, I want to make a couple million dollars in revenue for the year. Like generally, these are the types of goals I love to set. They get me like fired up and motivated. So, you know, a lofty goal for you could be make 100K, make 500K, make a million, make 10 million, whatever that is. Like, these are good goals to make for me because they are fucking big, they're hairy, they're audacious. What's the analogy for that? BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal. Usually these will drive a business success because it's something quite large to go after. So I do like profit goals as well because a lot of businesses make a huge revenue and spend a huge amount to make that revenue and then generate very little profit. The point of a business is to maximize profits. That's also like depending on the industry you're in will dictate your profit margins. Some businesses, especially like online businesses, can have, you know, 50, 60% profit margins where like in-person businesses like a gym per se might have 5 to 10%. I know that most 247 style gyms are running on like a 5% profit margin if they're lucky, which is pretty fucking cack. Another big goal of mine for years was to have like a 200 client in-person gym, which drove my marketing effort for years. At the time, it was absolutely huge for me, but I achieved that in 2019. It was always about like clients served for me, like more than anything else, like up till a couple of years ago. And then we hit that 200 client and I switched to a revenue goal. So lastly, we're going to talk about like time goals in business. I know a lot of small business owners, particularly they work a lot, like 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. Like that's all good for a little bit, but at some point it's going to get pretty boring pretty quickly. So a time goal could be wanting to work 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week, you know, only 3 hours a day, something like that. You know, if you're more into like a business that serves you, not you serving your business, that could be up to you. For me, like I want to work 5 days a week, take Saturday and Sunday off, and then just schedule my weeks around that, take a holiday every 12 weeks or every 4 months, something like that. So my third type of goal here is probably a little bit unexpected if you're listening to this podcast, and it's fun because what's the point in living if you're not having fun? Some of the ways I like to do the fun thing or have fun is like working out, obviously, dirt bike riding, overseas holidays, socializing, things like that. I generally try to plan my overseas trips before the year. That was before the world got crazy in the last couple of years with the shit show. Next year, I'm planning a Euro trip mid-year. That's a road trip. Steph and I are going to fly into, I think, Rome or Frankfurt, hire a car. And then we're just going to road trip for a month and just go anywhere. So no plan, which is going to be sick. I'm excited to get back to Europe. It's been a while. I've also got 2 training retreats penciled in for Bali. More details on those coming soon. Typically, I like to set these fun goals for the year ahead, mainly holidays, and then I get a little bit more granular, like training, dirt bike riding. I'll book these in for like days per week and commit to them. So usually on like a Sunday for the week ahead, I'll have my list of things I want to accomplish every week, and then I'll pencil in like the fun stuff in there as well. So if a big goal of mine was, you know, to ride, do 100 dirt bike sessions in 2023, then I'd pencil them in twice a week. That's kind of like how I'll set my goals rather than just saying, hey, I'm going to dirt bike ride, because that's not very specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, or time bound. So usually that's for the Sunday, like for the week ahead. In summary, make sure the goal is smart. As much as I hate that analogy, it's probably going to be good for you to direct yourself with that. Make sure there's a fitness goal. Make sure there's a business or career goal. Make sure there is a fun goal. People overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. Imagine stacking year on year of good ones like next year for you. You'll have the life of your dreams. Research has shown that you're 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you have them written down. Hint, hint, write the fucking goals down. Now you've thought about your goals, write them down, stick to them, and stick them somewhere you can see them, like they're kicking you in the fucking nuts.